This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you doing this afternoon, Jan?
Keeping well, thanks. How are you?
I am most well, thank you. And I'm looking at the subjects you want to talk about this afternoon, and they all look fun, so I can't pick out any. Let's do the lot. Start off with the fact that Eskom employees apparently breaking power plants to cause load shedding to make money. I mean, the mind boggles. Is that for real?
Yeah, this is based on a report from a third-party company that was picked up by the Sunday paper, specifically the Sunday Times. And apparently this forensic report was handed to Eskom in January 2020, but was initially ignored because it was unsolicited, it wasn't commissioned or anything. But it turned out from Eskom's own more recent investigations that these allegations might have indeed been true, and at least some of them have been borne out to be true. We've seen Eskom CEO André de Ruyter revealing that there are acts of sabotage happening within Eskom, either being helped by employees or people with like intimate knowledge of Eskom's workings are deliberately breaking things. But what this forensic report in particular said was that there's a syndicate effectively between employees, contractors, and suppliers, so that employees get extra overtime hours and bonuses, and then the suppliers get the spares, the orders for spares that's needed to do the work. And so this seems to be something that is actually happening at some power stations, not all, but certainly one of the most infamous ones is Tutuka, where stuff like this has been happening a lot, and where recently employees were arrested and charged with, amongst other things, fraud. So yes, it looks like Eskom is not just struggling with the issues of its aging infrastructure, but also with staff from disloyal staff from within that are looking out for number one and not looking out for the good of the country.
Massively, massively concerning. Let's move on to something rather a little more amusing. One Black Friday shopper apparently blowing $450,000 in a single transaction. What did he buy? How good was the discount?
Yeah, if only we knew that. It might be a bottle of Glenlivet, I think, that we saw on a Black Friday special for around that amount of money. We don't know. Standard Bank. Standard Bank, doesn't want to, well, Standard Bank probably doesn't know exactly what it was used for. They might be able to see who it was spent on, but obviously they can't disclose too many private details about this customer. But yeah, Standard Bank saying that they saw, that's just them. This is just one provider who is willing to play open cards. There might have been even bigger transactions during Black Friday, but at least from their data, they were able to see that a customer spent 450,010 rand in one transaction, and while another managed to process 79 transactions on the day. So someone making good use of Black Friday, swiping 79 times, or buying online 79 times for that matter. And then we got some input from FNB and stuff as well, telling us that they also saw a substantial increase in transactional volumes through their platforms on the day. So at least two of South Africa's major banks saying that they saw good sales volumes on Black Friday, getting back to even 2019 levels, pre-COVID levels. So encouraging for South Africa's economic recovery, I think.
Interesting to me, Jan, because although I didn't take part in Black Friday, I did look at some of the ads, and to me, they weren't nearly as significant as they used to be. You know, they used to entice us by 50, 60, 70% off. It doesn't seem to me, and I could be wrong, that those levels of discounts were on offer this year.
No, and there's a couple of reasons for that. So the first one is that I don't think retailers can afford it. The traditional Black Friday from the United States was born out of wanting to clear shelves to be able to bring in stock for Christmas, right? That was the real reason for the emergence of Black Friday. It's kind of morphed beyond that to something that's more of a tradition, though there is some warehouse clearing that happens. That's not nearly the main reason to do it. The main reason is to just have like one day of shopping where everybody, where the signal to the market is, if you come and shop on this day, you should get a good price. Right. But firstly, I don't think retailers can afford those kinds of deep discounts to try and encourage people onto their platforms. You know, you maybe take a loss on one product and then make a profit on another. But the other thing is that there was a chip shortage. So for those of us looking purely at tech deals, the chip shortage had a major effect there. That said, there were some really good discounts if you looked onto the rewards point stores. So if you were on VodaPay or Vodacom's reward shop or eBucks, there were some great deals to be had in those sort of more closed ecosystems, where you could spend your rewards points for goods. So some folks could pick up massive specials on TVs where really big TVs were on sale for, you know, they would usually sell for 6,000 Rand plus and they won't sell for 2,000 Rand or thereabouts. And an Xbox Series S, which also goes for around 6,000-7,000 Rand on sale for the equivalent of 2,000 Rand, on Vodacom. But those specials were out of stock within 30 minutes.
That was the expectation. Yeah, and I don't know if you can do this in a minute and a half, but I'd really love you to try. Prime Video for $79 versus Netflix for $159, which is the best streaming in South Africa?
Yeah, let me give it a try. So firstly, Amazon Prime Video has launched in South Africa or localized in South Africa. So you now pay in actual rand rather than converted dollar or converted euro. So you no longer pay a currency conversion fee if you're using a South African credit card. And it's actually a discount. Like I was paying around 90 rand a month to 120, 140, depending on the exchange rate. So 79 rand a month is actually quite a discount on Amazon Prime Video. And the short of it is it depends on what you're looking for. Prime Video has more movies on it, a lot more movies on it compared to Netflix, whereas Netflix has a lot more TV shows on it. But anybody knows that when it comes to these services, it's about what you want to watch because there's not a lot of overlap between the two. And so this is probably more of a case of and in South Africa because both are relatively affordable. A standard Netflix subscription, 160 odd rand, and Prime Video at 80 rand, does not break the bank. And so people, I think, a lot of people can comfortably afford both. But if you can only afford one, then the choice will come down to what do you want to watch? Prime Video, for example, now has a new show on there called Wheel of Time. It has shows like Man in High Castle. The Top Gear guys have their new car show on there or had. That's come to an end. Whereas Netflix has things like Squid Game and other originals on there that made headlines this year. So which one you choose has probably got less to do with the exact amount of money that you want to pay and rather which show you want to watch or which movies you want to catch.
Jan, great talking to you. Great talking to you the whole year. This is it for you and me up until January next year. Thank you for everything and have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thank you. And you as well. Have a blessed festive season and try to relax a little bit, everybody out there. I'll catch you next year.